This is the story of why. Well, then every story is the story of why.
The story of why there, the ad campaign designed to reposition one of the country's oldest newspapers, the Irish Times, in the digital age. In the boom years, the Time was to the forefront of multimedia expansion, buying into myhome.ie. And even now, there's strong speculation that the Irish Times is about to acquire the Sunday Business Post. Liam Kavanagh, you're managing director of the Irish Times. Now, we were talking to Gavin Titley earlier about the slow news concept, if you like, getting it right, getting behind the news rather than getting it first. Is that where you see the Irish Times' role?
Newspapers were traditionally about looking back. You bought your printed newspaper to see what was in the news yesterday. Now, people will have got that. They'll have got that on Twitter. They'll have got that during the day. They'll have got that on radio. The newspaper now is more about looking at the insight, what's going on, what's behind those stories, what's the opinion, what are people saying, providing more depth, analysis, courage and so on that people can't really get online.
Do you think print's days are numbered?
No, I think print will be here for the long term. I still see a long-term future for print. I think people still love their newspaper. You know, there are about 600,000 newspapers sold on a daily basis in Ireland, around 900,000 sold at the weekend. The Irish Times sells more newspapers every day than might fill Croke Park twice a year. So we have a significant audience, a very loyal audience, a very committed audience, and I think that audience will be with us for the longer term. We do find that people also consume digitally and are coming in and out of news sites on a daily basis. So we will be developing and deepening and broadening our news content, and so providing a full service to the readers, not just in print, but also online. The most recent development has been the new content management systems that we have put in place. That is allowing us to have an entirely integrated print and digital newsroom, which is allowing us much, much more flexibility than we would have had previously. So we are now in a position where we can have a digital-first news policy. Journalists have much more control over what they do on an hourly basis. And it's significantly changing the type of structures across people, processes and so on across the entire newspaper. And we will really become now more a news organisation as opposed to a newspaper group. So it's a significantly exciting time. It's really the start rather than the end. We see it as something from which we will build from here, particularly on irishtimes.com. And I think you're going to see lots of different things coming there, a different personality and more depth and more breadth in terms of our news coverage on irishtimes.com. So you've seen from the Irish Times in the last few weeks the launch of our daily news blog, where people can dip in and out of the news on a continuing basis during the course of their day. That's new, it's different, and it's the Irish Times. It gives us a new personality and a new slant for people in terms of consuming their digital content. But you're also likely to see some opportunities emerge for the Irish Times in terms of video, maybe some audio content and that kind of thing. And that is going to offer for advertisers and for readers different opportunities. And we're very excited about it. It will be different, it will be new, but most importantly, it will have the Irish Times brand and ethos coming with it. So in the short term, that does put us in the situation where we're investing in the business and in the content management systems that we have. At the moment, you'd be challenged to see the return on that in terms of revenue, because there is growth in terms of digital revenue, but that would appear to be coming mostly in terms of search and mostly in terms of Facebook. But we do see some long-term benefit from that, and we do see that shifting and moving over a period of time. We'd love to see more opportunity coming from revenue from mobile, which is not developed sufficiently at the moment to generate revenues of significant substance. We see a long-term benefit in that, not necessarily this year or next, but in the longer term, we think it will come.
Now, obviously, revenue streams are going to be a huge element of deciding the shape of the paper in the future. There is a view that the Irish Times and the Irish Independent will be introducing paywalls by the autumn. What do you have to say about that, and what shape do you see it taking?
Although there are over 600,000 daily newspapers bought every day, that number is falling. And so our revenue in terms of newspaper sales is also falling. So we have to replace that. And if we want to maintain a presence for newspapers like the Irish Times, we're going to have to find ways of people paying for that. So paywall is on the agenda, and I'd like to see that in place towards the end of this year. We've done a lot of work. We've done a lot of analysis of what has been done in other markets. We're probably down to a range of 4 to 5 types of model, and we're now beginning to bottom out on where we might go on that.
So, Liam, for the Irish Times readers then, by the autumn, how different is it going to look? What can they expect?
Well, we haven't decided yet, but we are looking at a number of options, and there are probably four in mind. There's the hard paywall type approach that people will talk about. So as you come onto the site, you would be asked to register and perhaps pay. The second option that people talk a lot about is the metered option, where people will come in and they will consume a number of articles for free and then might be charged for that. Then there's a talk of a club or membership type approach, where people would be offered services in addition to their news content. And we would charge them a membership fee to be part of an Irish Times environment. Or lastly, that there'll be some sort of hybrid model across those different four. I'd add a fifth myself, and that perhaps we're not ready yet for a full paywall option, but people consuming Irish Times content, we do have to find ways in which people might pay for that. So kind of five broad options.
I know there is a fear here, because of the size of the market, that you can't really look to models like the New York Times for comparisons, that it is a very small market and that people are still resistant to the idea of paying for content.
Yes, that is true. And the Irish market is very small, and it's a very open market in relation to the amount of free news that is available in the market. But that really means you have to do something different. You have to do something that's relevant to your audience, relevant to your readers, and something that they will want to pay for. And the Irish Times does provide a slightly different and unique news type of content. And that's what we're looking at the moment, exploring the elements of that that perhaps people might pay for and want to pay for.
Is it inevitable, though, that there will be tension, if you like, between traditional media and new media?
We have been primarily print-focused news organisation. So I talk inside about this 90-10 strategy, where 90% of our focus was really on print, 10% on digital. We now really need to become a more balanced organisation between print and digital going forward. So a heavy focus in trying to maintain and retain the best of what we have in print, but also develop and expand our digital operations. And so we keep as much as we can from the values and from the ethos that's there in print, but bring that into the new digital environment.
And Liam, in relation to the Sunday Business Post and the Examiner, it does highlight the challenges. From your point of view, though, is there new business potential there from the Irish Times?
Well, there has been a business opportunity for us in terms of printing. We were approached by the investors who are buying the titles to provide for them printing services, which we're now doing, and we're very happy to do that. I think it's good to see the titles still in the market, and we hope that they're there for the longer term. In terms of the Sunday Business Post, I can't really talk about that, but again, I'd love to see that title staying in the market. It has a very good pedigree, and we would like to see it staying in the market. I think it would be good for the media market generally.
Because the Sunday Business Post would seem to be a natural stablemate for the Irish Times.
So everyone says to us, Brenda.
I know that also you've got involved with the NNI in some debate over the concept of paying for links. What's your policy on that?
Our policy is that if people are using Irish Times content, or any newspaper content for that matter, for commercial gain, that they should pay for that. And the issue of linking was a narrow enough point in relation to that. I think we have resolved that issue with the people involved. But I suppose you go back to the basic point, the copyright legislation is not clear on that issue at the moment. There is a copyright review due out soon, and we would like to see that underpinning newspapers' right to charge people a licence fee if people are reusing or repurposing newspaper-generated content.
Now, the closure of the Sunday Tribune and the sale of the Business Post does highlight the challenges for newspapers in this age. I know that the NNI sees RTE in this firing line in terms of content online. What's your view on that?
Well, RTE, as an Irish-owned media group, face very similar pressures and issues as the Irish Times would face, perhaps on a slightly bigger scale. They have a falling revenue base. They have a very high cost base. They need advertising revenues to recover or to get more licence fee to be able to continue to provide all the services that they do provide. At some stage in that mix, the government have to decide how to allocate that out. They compete with a lot of other free news content, such as the BBC, for example. They also compete very strongly with the likes of Sky, who have an awful lot of resources that go behind what they do. So I have a lot of sympathy for RTE, and as an Irish-owned newspaper organisation, we do face very similar pressures. They have a position in relation to growing their digital content, which I understand why they would do that. from our point of view, we couldn't have afforded to put the resources into it that they have. And so from that point of view, we've a slightly unlevel playing field. But as I say, over a period of time, we're going to have to ask ourselves across the Irish media market, what kind of Irish media do we want? And if you want the likes of an Irish Times to be there in the longer term, people are going to have to pay for that content. It's unlikely to come from advertising revenue streams digitally, because the revenue really base for that isn't sufficient to pay for originated content in an Irish context.
And I know that the national newspapers are looking for a slice of this new broadcasting charge. How do you see that working out?
I'm not too sure if the NNI have said that specifically, but a new funding model will need to emerge for RTE. The idea that we still have a TV licence is a bit archaic, and we're going to have to come at some new funding model for that. A government will need to think about how Irish media is likely to develop and grow and maintain itself in the longer term. And in that debate, discussion and so on, they'll need to think about where newspapers fit and where news organisations like the Irish Times fit.